Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the program, and something we've been talking about this week and we're going to keep talking about for about the next month, maybe a little bit longer, is Decision 3.0. LeBron James, the summer of LeBron, yeah, it's here again, and all eyes really across the sporting world this summer are going to be on him and all these teams that are trying to court him. A couple of days ago, I said the teams at the top of my list were Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and both the Clippers and the Lakers, by the way, and the Houston Rockets. I said the long shots with this. I thought Cleveland, they're a long shot. If LeBron still wants to win, he just can't do that in Cleveland right now. So unless he's changed his mindset there, I don't see that. I also think New Orleans is a long shot. I know a lot of people here don't want to hear that, but I do. A little dark horse here, though. San Antonio with Greg Popovich. Watch out. But we got a lot to talk about here. Let's bring on in Sean Devaney, NBA writer for the Sporting News, at Sean Devaney on Twitter. He's joined us before. And, of course, Sean, it's all of our favorite time, our favorite pastime now in the NBA. It's the summer of LeBron 3.0. How you doing?
Pretty good. I will say this is my third LeBron summer in terms of doing this job, and I'll say that so far I'm 0 for 2 on what I thought he was going to do. So whatever I say in terms of what he's going to do this time around, take it with a grain of salt.
Well, you know, it was interesting. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong here, he said he wrote some stuff that maybe LeBron James not actually that interested in Houston like a lot of people think. Is that right?
Yeah, the notion that that he would wind up in Houston is a little bit of a fantasy tale. Houston would have to do so much to gut their roster in order to find a way to get LeBron in. They would need some cooperation from other teams, either the Cavaliers or you know, a team like Chicago or some team that's under the salary cap, and it's just, you know, why would a team like that want to help Houston build some sort of super team? It's really not very logical. And besides which, I don't think he really wants to move his family to Houston and have them be there for the next 15, 20 years, because wherever he goes next, he's going to want to stay there for a while. So, yeah, the Houston thing, I just don't see that happening.
You know, let's a little interlude. Let's stay with Houston here because I'm intrigued, and I keep asking people about this. Is it a foregone conclusion that Clint Capella is back? Because everybody just seems to think it is a foregone conclusion, but sometimes I wonder. What do you think?
Well, yeah, unless there's a legit opportunity to get LeBron James or get Paul George, I think those are probably the only two guys that would possibly change them off of that path. Other than that, you know, Clint Capella, the strides he made this year and what we saw from the way they've developed him, they don't want to let him go now that he's sort of blossoming into the player that they thought he was going to be. So I'd have a hard time seeing them letting him go. But again, if you want to try for LeBron James, if you want to try for Paul George or somebody of that stature, you're going to have to let him go. And that's another reason why I just don't see that happening.
You know, back to LeBron James, I was talking a couple of days ago about the top spots, at least for me, where I think he'll wind up: Philadelphia and then either LA team, the Clippers or the Lakers. And people just say the Lakers, but I also think the Clippers might be kind of a sneaky dark horse in this race for LeBron. Are those two teams near the top of your list too?
Yeah, I would say the Lakers are the number one team. You know, if he's going to leave Cleveland, and I still think it's probably a 50-50 proposition that the field going up against Cleveland here is at least an even bet. You know, if you take all the teams combined, that you still have to say that Cleveland has most of the advantage. And the reason I say that is, he's looking, wherever he goes next, he's looking not just for can I win. Obviously, that's part of it. But it's also, you know, where am I going to live with my family? You know, am I going to want to take my kids and move them to a different school? Am I going to want to do that again in 5 or 6 years when I'm done playing and I retire? He doesn't want to do that. So wherever he goes next is where he's going to want to be. So having said that, I think there's only two places where he really wants to be. One is Cleveland, obviously, where he has a certain comfort level. And the other is L.A., where he also has a comfort level. He has, you know, a house there and has had one for a couple of years now. And he's also heavily involved in the entertainment industry. And that's something he wants to do when he's done with his career. So those are just in terms of comfort level. Those are the two places that that I think he's going to wind up choosing from. And then it becomes a matter of, okay, where can I win? Can I win with the Clippers? Can I win with the Lakers? Can I win with the Cavaliers? And that's what it's going to come down to.
You know, with Cleveland, I look at that situation, and I just scratch my head at LeBron because you know this. He has been a guy that has been so consumed with the chase of Kobe and of course, Michael Jordan with the rings, the ring count. And if he stays in Cleveland, and they are in kind of salary cap hell right now, I don't think there's any chance they have a chance to catch Golden State or Houston or heck, maybe even the Celtics or Philadelphia next year. You really think that Cleveland, that he's changed his mindset now after making the finals, getting beat up here 3 of the last 4 years, that he'd be okay being in a suboptimal situation there in Cleveland?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I mean, obviously winning is going to be part of it. I just don't think it's going to be the primary thing. And if you're talking about, okay, leaving Cleveland and going to, you know, wherever you might pick, whether it's Philadelphia, you don't know necessarily that you're going to win a championship there. With Houston, we've talked about what some of the obstacles are there. You know, everywhere that he could possibly go, there is a roadblock there. It's not going to be that easy. And so, you know, I think that in the end, he's going to take sort of family comfort and family decisions ahead of you know, what my immediate championship concerns are. I think the Lakers, if they can bring in a Kawhi Leonard or a Paul George, I think that would be enough to get him to consider LA and consider the young players that they have and how they might develop, and to consider that a real possibility. The Clippers, you know, probably less so, just because I they'd have to do a trade with the Cavs, and it's hard to see how that would come together. So, you know, I really think it's going to come down to Cavaliers or Lakers. I just don't see there being you know, that other perfect team that can draw him away from either one of those teams.
Talking to Sean Devaney here. He's an NBA writer for the Sporting News. It's Double Coverage. I'm Seth Dunlap. And Philadelphia just intrigues me, and mainly because LeBron James, you think he could maybe establish his guy in that vacant general manager slot. And I just thought that, well, I thought it was actually a long shot before Colangelo resigned. Now that he did resign, they kind of jumped up my list a couple of notches, saying, hey, I wonder if LeBron sees that and says, okay, I can install my guy there.
Yeah, I mean, I think Philadelphia is going to make a hire not based on LeBron, you know, based on who they think. And if it winds up being a David Griffin, then okay, then that's going to be good for them either way. I think he would certainly be a guy who would help attract LeBron. But again, he didn't want to live in Philadelphia. He didn't want to drag his family to Philadelphia. He didn't want to be there when he retires. So I don't see him making a move like that, even though it might look, you know, the most attractive in terms of, you know, where the franchise is heading. I just don't see him wanting to pull his family into Philadelphia and having them be there for the next 15 years, whereas he'd be much more comfortable doing that in either Ohio or in Southern California.
Good insights here. Let's talk Pelicans to close it out just a little bit. Is it really Boogie Cousins or bust for them free agency-wise as they're up against that cap here this offseason?
Yeah, there's not much else they can do. You know, I think as important as whatever they do with Boogie is going to be, and I think that what they'll wind up doing is you know, a reasonable 2-3 year contract, and see if that's enough. If somebody's going to give them the max, and I don't think that they're going to come back and say, okay, we'll pay that. I think they'll be happy to let him go. I think they learned their lesson from recent history that you know, you don't want to overpay frequently injured players. that generally leads to bad things. So I don't think the Pelicans are going to overpay him. If Dallas wants to give Cousins a max contract, as has been rumored, then I think the Pelicans would be willing to let him go. I think just as important, though, obviously not the same level of player at this point in his career, but they were such a better team when Rajon Rondo was on the floor. I think that keeping him really needs to be a priority for them. Having Jrue Holiday play off the ball more, having Rondo sort of organize the offense, organize the perimeter defense, I think that has proven to be pretty successful for them. So I think as much as the focus is going to be on Boogie, I think that you make the offer, you take it or you leave it. And if you leave it, then you really have to focus on keeping Rondo.
Yeah, and I think you kind of answered my question there, but it sounds like the market will be pretty dry for Boogie outside of the aforementioned Dallas Mavericks. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't see a lot of other teams. You could maybe see the Lakers. Again, if they get LeBron and if they get a Paul George and if they can somehow move one of those contracts around, Luol Deng or somebody like that, that would to where they could possibly fit something less than the maximum, then maybe the Lakers would. But I'd really find it hard to believe. Phoenix is a possibility, but I don't think that's the direction the Suns are going to go. So I think it's probably the Mavericks or nobody for Cousins.
Sean, always appreciate the insights and time. We'll talk to you again soon as this wild summer unfolds. Thanks so much.
All right, Seth, thank you.
All right, Sean Devaney, NBA writer for The Sporting News. Find him on Twitter, @SeanDevaney. He's a great follow, and like I just said, he gives great insights to NBA basketball that you really don't hear almost anywhere else. We'll take a break for CBS News. When we come back, I saw something out at Saints camp the last couple of days that I was really surprised about, and it has nothing to do with football. I'll tell you what that is next. It's Double Coverage on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.